36-year-old Kevin Katterlick died Monday night after a concrete wall fell on him. Eau Claire attorney John Bayling, who represents the Texas-based EOG Resources, says inspectors with the Occupational Health and Safety Administration are on the scene.
In terms of learning more about why the accident happened, and certainly to do whatever we need to do in the short term so that it doesn't reoccur.
When it's completed next summer, the plant will process sandstone carved from nearby bluffs into silica. The material is used in hydraulic fracturing drilling for natural gas and oil. A group called Concerned Chippewa Citizens wouldn't comment directly on the worker's death, but they say the company and the city council have misled the public about the dangers of silica dust emissions from the plant and nearby mine. But Chippewa Falls Mayor Greg Hoffman says all regulatory agencies have signed off on the project and most people support it.
I look at this as this isn't the savior for Chippewa Falls, but it's just another piece of the industries that we have. Chippewa County has been very blessed with a sandstone that is very conducive to this frac sand type that they look for.
Hoffman says if there are possible signs of pollution or contamination, the city can suspend operations at the plant. Construction has been halted until OSHA finishes its investigation into the worker's death. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.